Good morning.
Good morning.
It's actually good to see people.
Live.
Live people. And we'll have a bunch of people on Zoom too, and YouTube and Facebook and all those. But it's good to see in person, living flesh. So, a few announcements that I'll give quickly. One is that we will not have communion today. We're going to wait until we have all the materials that are recommended. Wednesday, we will have confirmation via Zoom. Thursday, we'll have Bible study via Zoom. And next Sunday, we will have church council. And I'm not sure, we may have church council in person where we can spread out. So we'll just take every precaution we can. And are there other announcements? Again, so good to see faces. Let us begin, let us stand and return to the confession and forgiveness, which is printed in your bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Holy, holy, holy for this Holy Trinity Sunday. I would suggest that you hum, I'll sing. I guess it's the aerosol that we spew out when we sing. So we'll do it safely. Hum loud. All the same. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
We will read the Kyrie and Panicle of Praise. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious God. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God, Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayers. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and the glory of God the Father. Glory to God in the highest. And amen. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your eternal three in one. We praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith. Defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. This morning, I'm going to encourage you to read the first reading from Genesis, but I'm going to be sharing with you James Weldon Johnson's poem called The Creation. And God stepped out on space, and he looked around and said, "I'm lonely. I'll make me a world." As far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in the cypress swamp. Then God smiled, and light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light shone on the other, and God said, "That's good." Then God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hands until he made the sun, and he set the sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left over after making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball, and he flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and the stars. Then down between the darkness and the light, he hurled the world. And God said, "That's good." Then God himself stepped down, and the sun was on his right hand, and the moon was on his left, and the stars were clustered about his head, and the earth was under his feet, and God walked, and where he trod, his footsteps hollowed the valleys out and bulged up the mountains. Then he stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren, And he spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes, and the lightning splashed, and clapped his hands, and the thunders rolled, and the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted, and the little red flowers blossomed, and the pine tree pointed its finger to the sky, and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes cuddled down in the hollow of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled, and the rainbow appeared and curled itself about his shoulders. Oops. Then God raised his arms, and he waved his hands over the sea and over the land. And he said, "Bring forth, bring forth." And quicker than God could drop his hands, the fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and the seas, roamed the forests and the woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, "That's good." Then God walked around. God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his sun. He looked at his moon. He looked at his little stars. He looked on his world with all its living things. And God said, "I'm lonely still." Then God sat down on the side of the hill where he could think. By a deep, wide river, he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought. Till he thought, "I'll make me a man." Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay, and by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And then the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the most far corners of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hands, this great God, like a mammy bending down over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 8 responsibly, please. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You whose glory is chanted above the heavens, out of the mouths of infants and children. You have set up a fortress against your enemies to silence the foe and avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses.
What are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them?
Human beings that you should care for them. Yet you have made them little less than divine. With glory and honor you crown them.
You have made them rule over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet.
All flocks and cattle, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air,
the fish of the sea,
and whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our God, Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The second reading is from the third chapter of 2 Corinthians. Paul closes a challenging letter to the Corinthians with an appeal to Christian fellowship, grounded in the triune harmony of Christ's grace, God's love, and the Spirit's partnership. Paul writes, "Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory
to you, O Lord. Now, the 11 remaining disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And Jesus met them there, and when they saw Jesus, they worshipped him. But some doubted. But Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you. And remember, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age." That's the good news, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I don't know how many kids we have who are watching by way of Zoom. We'll see if this will work. Today is Trinity Sunday, and sometimes some people have three different titles. You know, like, for instance, I have a title of father. I also have the title of husband. I also have the title of pastor. And I suppose I have a bunch of others. But you get the idea. I'm still just one person. Well, for the kids, I don't know if they can see this picture. The rest of you kids can answer this if you'd like. Do you know who this is? Most of you probably don't, but the kids might. This is Tobey Maguire. Now, Tobey Maguire has another title, and this might give you a hint. He is also an actor, and he is the character Spider-Man. Yes. So here's one person who has a job as Tobey Maguire, and he's also an actor, and he's also Spider-Man. Wow. Well, each of you have that possibility too, of being all kinds of things to different people. But God calls us to be one person, living our lives as he calls us to live them. And if you listen carefully today, you'll find out how we're supposed to do that. So this morning, I was reminded of a trip that we took to New York City. In New York City, one of the places we visited was Rockefeller Center. And in Rockefeller Plaza, there is a huge statue of the Greek god Atlas. And Atlas is holding up what is supposed to be the world. And he looks like he's straining to hold the world up there. It just seems so big. Well, across the street, there's St. Patrick's Cathedral. And in St. Patrick's Cathedral, right inside the entrance, there is a statue of the baby Jesus sitting on his mother's lap, and in his tiny little hand, he is holding a globe of the world as easily as he was holding a ping pong ball. Amazing the difference between the gods of this world who are trying to hold up the world, trying to make the world work, and the Son of God, who can hold it in the hollow of his hand and not have to strain or stress. This God is the one who created all things, as Johnson's poem points out, and as the book of Genesis, the first chapters point out. God created the whole thing. In a book called The Splendor of the Universe, the authors point out that our Milky Way galaxy is really fairly huge, at least as we look at it, and it has 100 billion stars. Now, if you were to think of each of those stars as a grain of sand, and they suggested if you took a construction-sized wheelbarrow, you know, those are pretty big, and you filled it and heaped it up with sand, that would hold about 100 billion grains of sand. I don't know who figured that out. That they had more time on their hands than I would. But just to say that's 100 billion stars in a wheelbarrow. But what's amazing is, when you look beyond the Milky Way, there are probably 100 billion galaxies out beyond that that are even larger than our Milky Way. Imagine the God who is bigger than all of what we can see, way beyond what we can see. I remember being excited in, I think it was 1968, when the first Americans orbited the moon. Maybe you remember that? It was on Christmas Day. They had a special thing on TV, and they had the Earth on the moon's horizon as the Apollo 8 astronauts read from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your world in all the earth. When I look at your universe, the work of your fingers, the sun and the moon, what is man that you're mindful of him? The son of man that you even care about him? They were awed, as we were all awed, to see that in outer space. And God created the whole thing. What an amazing gift God gave us. But who is this God who created all things and created so much of the big stuff? Well, in the book of Genesis, he is referred to in some places as El Shaddai. And literally, that means the God who is greater than the mountains. Because the people of that day, mountains were amazing things. And amazing things happened on them. This is El Shaddai. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkam Kana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Through the power of your hand, you turned the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai, age to age, you're still the Adai, Erkam Kana Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through the years you made it clear that the time of Christ was near, so the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done in the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkam Kana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai. This is the God whom the apostles proclaimed as they left the security of the upper room or even that mountain they were on. The God who really is. John, for instance, begins his gospel with that declaration. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him not one thing came into being. What a declaration that they shared with all who would pay attention and would listen to them. Now, obviously, they had their struggles. And when Jesus gives the great commission, as he did in this gospel today from Matthew 28, it was not an easy thing for them to hear. Yes, Jesus has been given all authority in heaven and earth, but then he goes on. Now, therefore, go into all the earth, into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and I'll be with you always. Now, did you hear those words, or did they just kind of go in one ear and out the other because you heard them so many times? Huh? I want you to listen really careful. In fact, if you got your bulletin, underline those words. There isn't much room on the back of that bulletin to do much, but make sure you understand these words. Go therefore into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands that I've given you. Now, if you underlined it, do one more thing. Put your name in front of verse 19. So that verse 19 for me will read, Larry, go into all the world, making disciples and baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then verse 20, do the same thing. Put your name before that. So mine will read, Larry, teach them all things that I've commanded you. But then the last one you put your name in front of is probably the most important. For me, it says, Larry, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. What a promise. But, you know, we're all sensible people. We know that nothing like that comes without a struggle. There's always that kind of difficulty that comes with anything we undertake. Forming a church, keeping a church going, being a church, going out to do those things that we've never done before. But God calls us and gives us the strength to do it. We are not lost on that. Jesus says, you and I are given that opportunity, but you are also given His presence to make it happen. It reminds me of a cartoon I saw of Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown is building a birdhouse. And he tells Lucy, this birdhouse is going to be for sparrows. And Lucy says, nobody builds birdhouses for sparrows, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown says, I do. I stick up for the underbird. Well, you ever feel like the underbird? Huh? Well, join the club. Because those are the ones to whom Jesus went. Look at the Gospels. Read them again and again. The Word of God came and spoke through Jesus. And who does He go to? He doesn't go to the people in the palace. He doesn't even go to the great religious leaders. Look at who He's accused of being associated with. Tax collectors, sinners, adulterers, lepers, Samaritans, demon possessed. I mean, you name the list, it's a pretty bad list. But that's who He calls us to go to also, isn't it? Jesus gives us that commission. He doesn't ask us to just sit around and say, yeah, we're nice Christians. We're good people. Well, yeah, I know you're good people. I've been around you long enough to know that. You're wonderful people. But we also are called to go out and visit and meet and greet and love even those who aren't so good. But the important thing for us to keep in mind today is Jesus reminds us in this gospel that He doesn't want us to just keep the faith. If we want to do that, we just go home now and do nothing. What He wants us to do is go out and share the faith. Go, therefore, and make disciples wherever you are, among the riffraff, among the underbirds of the world. Jesus calls us and gathers us for a purpose, just as He did His 11 disciples, or 12. One of them fell away. But those 11, if you read their stories, they didn't just sit on their duffs. Most of them died a martyrdom for doing what Jesus called them to do. So, if the going gets tough, call on the one who says He's going to be here to be with you. That is, my friends, the really good news. But remember, don't just keep the faith. Share the faith. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us turn to God of grace and God of glory. Again, I ask you to hum loudly. Right. profess our faith using the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called into unity with one another and the whole creation, let us pray for our shared world. If there are those for whom you wish to pray, I'll pause at the appropriate time so you can name them. God of community, you form us as your church. Guide our bishops, pastors, deacons, and all baptized in sharing your life-giving good news with all the world. Strengthen us to be bold in our proclamation. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
O God of creation, you called everything into being. Sustain this world with your renewing care. Inspire us to see waterways, plant life, birds, fish, insects, and animals and mammals, and call them good. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. God of counsel, all authority belongs to you. Encourage the leaders of this and every land to seek peace, equality, and unity. Instill wisdom in advocates who work toward justice in often ignored communities. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. God of care, you created us in your image. Help us see your likeness in one another. Open our eyes to see and attend to all who face oppression and suffering. Console, heal, and nourish all in need, especially those we name before you now. Hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Open our hearts and minds to receive the gifts of your Holy Spirit, O God. Grant a double measure of your Spirit to our joint call committee, Don Scantling, Barb Millett, Peggy Bjerke, Cheryl Gerard, Kathy Ryman, Bill Hawley, Leslie Pearson, Loretta Funk, Dean Knauer, Scott Madsen, and Walker Silbernagle. Bless also our church council with your wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive these prayers, O God, and those too deep for words, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
At this time, we will dedicate the offerings that we have received. They are either in the offering plates already or in the mail. So let us read together, "Create in me a clean heart." Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. God of our fathers. Thanks be to God. We will.